Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Big Patty. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Big Fatty. This is Freddie and the boys from deep in the heart of Texas, and we hope you have a very special birthday. Bye-bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yay!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 395 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of August, 2009. And y'all, that means that it is Big Freddy's birthday. Oh, Big Freddy, we are so honored to be celebrating your birthday with you. And will there be cupcakes or... Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, today, Big Fatty returns to the land of the living for the 8-hour workday, y'all. And it is just going to be fabulous compared to those horrifying 10-hour days. And in honor of this, it's Big Fatty's birthday, so this is the best birthday present ever. However, Big Fatty has been to the e-letter box, y'all, and several people have sent Big Fatty little e-letters. Got one from Eric in the... first of all, Miss Kathy, we know that she's forgotten to send Big Fatty a birthday wish, but she sent it last week. But y'all, she told us she was going to forget. But Eric out there in the Denver sent Big Fatty a little birthday hootenanny. Y'all, there's golf on the TV, and if there's one thing that makes Big Fatty yawn more than the snowflake microphone, it is the golf on the television. But Eric out there in the Denver, he has sent Big Fatty a... an e-letter saying, "Happy birthday, Fat One. Hope this year is the fattest ever. Enjoy the end of your 10-hour days, too. Eric in Denver." And y'all, that was just awfully sweet of him. And y'all, then the straight boyfriend, he sent me a birthday wish from the future, y'all. He says, "Oh, a happy birthday from the future, you big hunk of spunk." Oh. Y'all, I kind of like that nickname, especially coming from the straight boyfriend, a big old hunk of spunk. So, anyway, and y'all, it seems to me like somebody else sent me an e-letter also, but I've lost it. Y'all, speaking of this, the Twitty has been all messed up, and I know some of you are having some sort of withdrawal, but several people have asked to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty. And, y'all, I've been trying to get in, and it won't let me log in. And I think I've finally done it. But, y'all, I can't request to follow them. And I know that mascot, John. I've been trying for a week to get him to follow, to let him follow me. And, y'all, it's been difficult. And then I tried to follow that mascot, John, and it won't let me... It won't let me do it. So, anyway. Y'all, Sunday I went to the Publix with Larry Clyde. We did a little shopping excursion. We went to the Bed Breakfast and Beyond. He bought a little ice cream machine. Big Fatty had a 20% off coupon, so that saved him $10, y'all. Then we went to the Walmart, and Big Fatty bought a couple of items there. I bought a lampshade, but it's the wrong kind, so I've got to take it back. And then we went to the Publix, and y'all, Big Fatty went all out today. But now, one of the reasons I spent so much was because I bought the razor blades. And as Miss Kitty will tell you, Big Fatty uses the most expensive shaving system on the face of the earth. And so that's why total is so high. I spent $66.38 and I saved $29.31. So that's still pretty good, y'all. And y'all, the coupon was for the Publix pizza. It was a penny. And that's pretty good when you can get a pizza for a penny. And y'all, it is nothing. It is $4.69 is what that pizza normally costs, and it costs Big Fatty a penny. And y'all, it is nothing but a box full of GERD. I will be burping that up for weeks, whenever. But y'all, you should always have a frozen pizza in your freezer. And you know, Big Fatty recently cleared out his freezer, and so I had room for it. And y'all, Mr. Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, he has reminded Big Fatty that I did not give an inventory of what I found in the freezer when I cleaned it out. And y'all, there was lots of bread products, lots of carbs in there, and there was lots of there were several things I didn't realize I had. I had half a coconut cake in there, y'all. And there were a couple of packages of the ham in there, but there was a ham bone that I was going to make some soup with, but I threw the ham bone out because it'd been in there so long I didn't even remember it. So, anyway. But, y'all, while Big Fatty was out and about over the last three-day weekend, he ran by the post office, and you know what that means. Make a wish. Y'all, I've got several things here that I need to open on the show, but before I do that, y'all, speaking of openings, I want to thank Perfetti and the boys for the birthday song at the beginning of today's show. That was just the sweetest thing. It put a little smile on Big, or actually it put a big smile on Big Fatty's face. So anyway, y'all, I'm just going to open these as I go along. And the first one is a card from the one and only Miss Kitty. And so we'll just open it up right now. And we'll see what it is. And y'all, it is a picture of some cowboys, and one cowboy is wearing a pink flamingo on top of his head, and it looks like a couple of lesbian cowboys also. Yeah, three lesbians and a guy wearing a pink flamingo on his head, wearing plaid. Maybe it's Archer, and then some John Wayne looking person. It says, "There's one in every crowd, and you're ours." That Miss Kitty. Y'all, Miss Kitty called me earlier today, and I didn't call him back because I was in a meeting. But anyway, y'all, the next one here is from the one and only Pooh Bear out there in the Washington. That's out there near the Seattles. And it is a flat envelope. And I'm opening it now. And it is... Oh, it is an envelope with an envelope in it. Okay. And it says, "Happy Birthday, Big Fatty," on the outside of the inner envelope. And now I am going to try to open the inner envelope. And let's see what happens. Y'all, I have a feeling it's going to explode on me or something like that. Perhaps it's... I don't know. What would... Pooh Bear would send honey, wouldn't he? And it says, it is... Oh! It is a picture of a mostly naked gentleman caller on the front. I'm going to have to turn the light on here so I can see this better. I need to turn the light towards the card now. It says, "Old Age Sex Kit." It says, "You can handle a guy like this even at your age." Okay, I'd like to handle a guy like that even at my... Oh! And, on the inside, there was a little gift ad on the inside also. That's what I was giggling about. And I'll tell you about it in just a second. But the card says, "Before sex, a get hot patch so you can at least feel it when he ravages your body." Okay, so there's a little Band-Aid patch. Then there's a little, what is that called? Not a microscope. It's a magnifying glass. And it says, "Foreplay. Age your tired old eyes to find your way between his thighs." Okay, so you use the not what did I just call it? The not microscope. magnifying glass. And then there's a popsicle stick, and it says, during sex, use this to stiffen his timber if he starts to get limber. And it says, caution, too much excitement may be hazardous to your health, but what a way to go. Happy birthday, dear Big Fatty. One little laugh for all the big ones you give us all year long. Many thanks and much love, Pooh Bear. Y'all, that is the cutest little card. I need a hot patch. Yeah, that icy hot, you know. And y'all, then inside the card also was a... you know, you've seen those Christmas tree... room deodorizers that you put in your car. Well, this one is bacon. And it's called Funky Fresh. It is the air freshener. And then it's written in Mexican. And it's sizzling bacon. Sizzling bacon what? Scent. Okay. And then there's a little button on there that says I love bacon. Y'all, I'm going to put the I love bacon button on my shirt. Because, y'all, I love bacon. I may have to put this in the Ford Explosion also. I wonder, does it really smell like bacon? I don't want to open it right now because I want to save it. Pooh Bear, you are the sweetest thing. Oh! Oh! So, y'all, thank you to the Pooh Bear. Y'all, I'm Big Patty will take a picture of all this stuff later in the week. So you can all see it. Y'all, the next one is from Japan. That Nancy in Japan has sent Big Fatty. It says on here, you know, like Straight Bob said, he sent me a tablecloth. Nancy has written on here that she has sent me a coupon and a scraper. And y'all, it has arrived damaged. And it is stamped on here about 100 times, received damaged. Okay. So it's not only a coupon, it's a damaged coupon. But anyway, we're going to open it up. It's partially open anyway, but we're going to see what it is. And, it is padded envelope. Y'all, it is a picture of a fucking kitty. I should have known it. That Nancy in Japan sending me a kitty. It is a kitty on top of a birthday cake. You know how Big Fatty loves the kitties. And it says, for the man who has everything, tribute... backsheesh. Tribute backsheesh from a listener. Bacon grease removal shovels plus a 1,000 yen discount off a birthday cake. But not sure if Pizza Hut Japan delivers to Charles. We all know Big Fatty likes a coupon. Have a nice celebration of 50-something, August 10th, 2009. Nancy. Oh, Nancy, that is so sweet. And, y'all, I'm going to just see a bacon shovel. Is that what she called it? A bacon shovel? Bacon grease removal shovel. So, and, y'all, it is in a cellophane bag. And it has a little gold ribbon on it. And I'm going to look at this coupon first. Y'all, it is. It is, and it's written in the Mexican. I can't read this. It says, Happy Birthday from Pizza Hut. And then it's... y'all, it's Mexican. I can't read it. Y'all, that Yoshi over there in the Japan also wished Big Fatty a happy birthday. I wish I could find that. He was on the Twitter. He told me how to say happy birthday in the Mexican. And I've lost it. Y'all, some of these pizzas look odd. One of them looks like it's got baby shit on it with tomatoes. And, you know, the only thing that would be worse than that would be the mayonnaise. Okay, well, the coupons are weird. So, y'all, I don't read the Mexican. You know that. And now I want to see what this bacon grease removal shovel is. Y'all, it is. It is... And it also is written in the Mexican, but it removes, it's, y'all, it's like little shovels. And there's one with a scraper, and there's one with a sponge. And you can scrape your thing, and then you can sponge it. Y'all, the Mexicans, they come up with all the good ideas, don't they? I mean to tell you. Well, Nancy, thank you so much. despite the package arriving damaged, everything seems to be in order here. And I'm going to say thank you anyway, despite the kitty card. Now, y'all, I saved the card from a straight boyfriend, because, you know, he told me to open that package a while back. But that really wasn't a birthday present. And, y'all, he sent me a card, and it's a picture of a pair of feet sitting on a cooler wearing a pair of flip-flops, and it says, "It's a bloke's life." And it says, "Happy birthday, boyfriend. A top bloke is about the best compliment someone can give you here, and I'm sure you would hear it a lot if you lived in Oz. You are a top bloke. Thanks for making us all smile with your charm and good nature. I'm so happy to be your boyfriend. The casual sex with other men is only a phase, and we will get through it together. I hope you get lots of gifts this year. You mean so much to so many. I'm sure you will. A day without the BFO is like a day without sunshine." Ugh. Ugh. That was Onita Bryant said that. Love you lots. XO Straight Bob. Y'all, that is a sweet card. Y'all, he is the sweetest man. And y'all, I have been saving it, the big package from the Amazon.com, and I'm going to open it right now. I have not pre-opened this, because, y'all, it was going to be tempting. It was just going to be tempting. And y'all, I have a feeling it's going to be cashews. But I think those were sent to Post Office Box 569. Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91364. And y'all, it's heavy, because, y'all, there are books in it. Oh, Lord. And let's see who it's from. Y'all, it is from that Kim Beaver. Y'all, that Kim Beaver asked me to go in the Daniel Beaver chat room earlier today, and then she wasn't in there. Oh, she was hiding. Y'all, Kim Beaver has sent me The Secrets of a Gay Marine Porn Star. That was on Big Fatty's Amazon wish list. Y'all, I can't wait to read that. Gay, marine, and porn star are all words that should be used in a sentence. And y'all, oh dear God in heaven, no wonder this thing is so heavy. Jesus Christ. Y'all, can you hear that? Y'all, it has got to be, how many pounds is it? 5 pounds of It's 5 pounds of gummy bear. Oh, Kim Beaver, you Beaver, you shouldn't have done that, but thank you so much. Y'all, you should never say you shouldn't have done that when somebody sends you a present, because they did it because they wanted to do it, not because they did it because they wanted to. And then it says, "Happy birthday, you old thing. Thanks for everything you do for us. I love you, love, love you." No, excuse me. "I love, love, love you, XOKB. And here's something to..." Oh, dear Gussie. "And here's something to chew on while you're reading the novel." Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, you have made Big Fatty's 53rd birthday a very special one. Thank you so much for everyone who has sent Big Fatty happy wishes. And the gift debts are always lovely, as are the cards. Even the Mexican coupons are wonderful. And y'all, it's it's just nice to know that that people love ya. And y'all, I know that people love you, that love Big Fatty, and I love you right back. And really, all I can say to all of you is... You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.